Action WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. With tens of millions of people on the move this Memorial Day weekend, they're getting good news about prices. Gas prices for Memorial Day weekend are at their lowest since 2021. And ABC's Olivia Rubin says,
according to AAA, both hotel prices and car rentals both down. The average price for a hotel now below $200, and rental cars down 8%.
The Justice Department's reached a settlement with Boeing over 737 MAX jet crashes. The non-prosecution agreement will see Boeing pay a nearly $500 million penalty and more than $440 million to victims' families. Today, President Trump delivers the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy. His administration is trying to block Harvard from enrolling international students. The president called them troublemakers. Harvard says this is retaliation. And both Ukraine and Russia freed more than 300 soldiers on the second day of a prisoner exchange. This is ABC News. There are heightened security concerns after the deadly shooting outside of the Jewish Museum Wednesday in Washington, D.C. that left two Israeli embassy staffers dead. ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has more.
A federal criminal complaint laying out chilling details, revealing that the killer fired more than 21 bullets from a 9mm handgun that police say they recovered. The complaint describing surveillance footage that allegedly shows the killer leaning over the couple after shooting them in the back.
Two people are under arrest in New York City, charged with allegedly kidnapping and torturing a man for weeks. Police say the victim was a former cryptocurrency business partner lured back from Italy and tortured to try to access his account. 37-year-old John Waltz was arrested, and this man saw him taken into custody.
He was dressed in his bat robe and bare feet, and they walked him across the street and put him in a police car.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A group of Pierce County residents is pushing back against the expansion of Ridge Breeze Dairy. It would quadruple in size. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Local business owner Larry Brenner says his home, land, and business is about a mile below the hill the dairy sits on. He says that makes him and tributaries like the Rush River that runs next to his property especially vulnerable to things like manure runoff and accidents.
That river is where my grandpa's land flowed through. So the fact that I now have a piece of that river flowing through my property, it's very special. And boy, it's threatened.
Brenner says the expansion could result in almost 80 million gallons of untreated manure annually, potentially affecting water sources and causing increased odor issues and noise from hundreds of manure trucks. Janelle Ludwig Kraus with Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin lives about 20 minutes from Ridge Breeze. Kraus's mother has terminal cancer, and she lost her brother to depression 8 years ago. She said when she learned that these conditions could be caused by exposure to carcinogens like those used to treat manure, she was horrified.
We Manure contains large amounts of nitrogen, which is a probable carcinogen. The odors that come from the manure can increase anxiety and depression, and this really hit me close to home.
Grow Wisconsin says they expect the expansion will be paused until the contested case hearing is resolved. In the meantime, they will continue to work with local communities to get more operations ordinances passed to help better regulate the agribusiness. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your Fox Valley forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 63. Tonight, partly cloudy, a sprinkle or two, lows in the low 40s. For your Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 66. Memorial Day Monday, mostly sunny, 67. And 67 on your Tuesday. Currently, 42 degrees.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cuff, Henny Cuff,
baby. Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. And this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we got a lot of things happening, wrapping up this month, but I see in our notes there's one important thing coming up Saturday, and I think we're going to celebrate a little early.
Yeah, Robert, Dega, it's your birthday week. Happy early birthday.
Right on, Big Peeny Geegee. We'll be doing, Haley will be over, I think, on Thursday doing a live show at the Mother Station, and meaning our house, Macho Horus. And so it'll be exciting, and then we'll have little festivities after that. So it's great to have to be working with family, but also just being with family, right?
I love working with you every day, Dega. I feel like we don't talk about it much. Our listeners probably don't know, but like you've mentioned it a few times on different episodes, but you were adopted out of the family. So being able to work with you and get to know you these past 2 years every day has just been really a joy in my lifetime, to gain another uncle and another family member. So it's just been so awesome to have you in the family.
Right on. And then plus Wendy, and then the girls, and now the babies too.
Yeah, the little twins. We got twins, two sets in our family. But yeah.
Right on.
Lots of stuff to celebrate. It's American Indian Month here, too, in Minnesota. Still going.
Right. Well, one thing I wanted to mention, Haley, too, that I'm in Madison right now at Civic Media at doing the broadcast live from their studio in Madison, Wisconsin. And tomorrow I will be on the Hill in Wisconsin talking about a new law coming up in Wisconsin that may kind of go against a little bit with ICWA. So I will be speaking to their chambers, their senators, and doing some talking here in Wisconsin. So I'm excited about that. And then I'll be heading home.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that, representing there in Wisconsin. Were you able to attend the American Indian Day on the Hill here at the state capitol in Minnesota on Monday?
Yes, I was. Yeah. That was Monday, yeah. I was there till noon, and then I drove out to Wisconsin, to Madison. And, yeah, that was excellent. It was Shannon Geisha kind of ran that, and there was, I got to say this, there was a young Ho-Chunk who emceed it, and was really excited to see him. We got to get him on the show. I know his mother, and he's a high school student, and he emceed it, and it was great. We got to see Lieutenant Governor and State Senator Mary Cooner speaking, and John Pupar, who's been doing work for 50 years for our community.
Yeah, did I see that? Was it Jerry Dearly that was recognized too?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I worked with Jerry many years ago at Harding High School. He was the language teacher. And what's interesting about Jerry too, and I'd love to do a documentary someday on the Red Schoolhouse, but he taught there years ago when they first started in the 70s and early 70s, and that was an American Indian movement kind of survival school that was started by AIM, and has a rich history, and it went on for 20 years.
Oh, wow. You know, that's funny you bring that up, actually, the schoolhouse, because I was just talking with my Gaga, your aunt, Robert, and she was telling me about how her and my great-grandma, your grandma, would go to, like, the AIM meetings and stuff in Minneapolis when that was starting, and she talked about, like, the schoolhouse starting up. So it's just cool to connect the dots, especially when your family members were living that moment.
Right. Well, and we have a couple of our relatives that went to the Red Schoolhouse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably why they talk about it so much.
Yeah. So we had a cousin of mine, and it'd be a great cousin of yours, that went there. And so, yeah, it's just a rich history in the Twin Cities. And that's a thing that I would love to do, is do a documentary on that and find out the history of what went on there, because there's still sugar bushing at places that AIM started. And so there's still deep history and deep roots in the Twin Cities, and now in the whole state of Minnesota with Minnesota Indian Month here.
Yeah. Got to really shout out the leaders who paved the way for us to be here and to celebrate the whole month, because it was just a day and then a week. And yeah, important. We could talk. I want to ask Dr. Stately too a little bit about that history. I know his family lived in South Minneapolis when American Indian Movement got started. So we can talk to Dr. Stately a little bit. We're going to have Ruth Anna Buffalo on from Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center up next.
Yeah, definitely. And I got to give a shout out too. There'll be a powwow in Black River Falls. And then my birthday weekend, that'll be, I guess, Saturday and Sunday. And I've made it out there. Also be out to Gopher State, which is a big AA kind of convention. 8,000 to 10,000 people show up to that. And it's very powerful to see those kind of numbers in recovery. There's a whole bunch of other things going on, this weekend.
Yeah, we got Memorial Day coming up Monday, Memorial Weekend, which is flew up on us, well, at least up me. But yeah, that's a day we honor, remember, and mourn those who have passed while serving in our military. It is a big powwow weekend for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So at those powwows, they do honor those in our sovereign nations that have served here in the United States, protecting our land and our relatives. And nearly 19% of Native Americans have served in the armed forces versus an average of 14% of all other ethnicities. Since 9/11.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, underline that, all other ethnicities. That's amazing. And we, as Native people, really look up to our elders and our military. Pretty much, we look up to them, and they can't do no wrong for us. Hey, one thing too, I wanted to mention. I'm going to be in Wisconsin, so I might have to get in my laptop and figure this out. But the Timberwolves, the Wolves are going to, you know, coming down the north here, and they're going to mess with the Thunder. So Oklahoma City Thunder. So I like that.
Oh, got a howl for the Timberwolves. Yeah. I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm like, I've been kind of like pre-caffeinating up before the show, just to, so it kicks in at the, you know, the right amount of time. We got the NBA playoffs game one tonight, 7:30 Central Time, the Timberwolves versus Oklahoma City Thunder. But then also PWHL, we got our Professional Women's Hockey League, the Minnesota Frost. Last year's champions are back in the finals this year. Tonight they take on the Ottawa Charge at 7 Eastern Time, so 6 o'clock here Central Time.
Hey, and I'm really glad that you put this up on our notes. And our notes is a WNBA. The Minnesota Lynx is celebrating Native American Heritage Night with Prairie Island Rally Talls. And that's coming up Friday. So,
yeah,
we might have to try and sneak out there. The talls are white and blue and green. Dakota florals. And we can't find the artist name right off the top. But that's coming way up. We should really amplify that.
Yeah, I think that's something they do every year. The Lynx kind of hook up with Prairie Island and do this. They're also going to be members of the Prairie Island will perform their flag song. And there's going to be singers and dancers performing at the halftime show. So check it out, the Minnesota Lynx. I was going to see who they're playing. But anyways, you can keep an eye out for Alyssa Peely, who is right. Samoan and the Inupiaq Alaska native, and she is number 35 for the Minnesota Lynx.
Hey, right on. And then Ho-Chunk's out there. I got to do my duty and say you only have till May 25th to mail in your ballot. There's another election coming up. You're really important. They're all important, and we have to fight sovereignty. And I guess we don't have any bumper music, so I'll sing. Da, 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 da. We'll be right back after this short break. Da, 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 da.
We are the Lucent Nation.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Hey, I'm just wondering, Haley, we got a little minor problem here, and we are off Facebook right now, and I'm wondering, do you think our guests are able to get on, seeing that the live feed stopped?
I think so. They should be able to still hop on, and
I know I'm not able to
feed in here.
Right. Well, I'm wondering if new people, because of the new, because it closed down. And I know when I've left, when the show has ended, I have not been able to get back in.
So that's a good question. Yeah. I could make a new. Hey,
we're working this out. This is live radio. Oh,
hey, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, we're checking out, seeing how well we are in our technical abilities on the fly. And I know, geez, I'd like to, I don't know how many shows we've done. I think I had a number of around 5,000 shows that we've done already. And so nothing bothers me now, Haley. It's just like another day, another dollar. But I'm just curious about if we're able to get our other hosts on.
Yeah, I'm trying to create a separate room here that we could set up and go into, but I have to share the link out and send them emails here. So just a little bit of multitasking.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, so I'll go back to our Ho-Chunk people that have to have until May 24th to mail in your ballot. You know, tribes locally and across the state are coming up on elections, and we want everyone to pay attention. They're very important, especially now, of the dates and things, and especially with what's going on federally. There's a lot of frightening things that are happening with the tariffs and all these things that are going down. And we've gone through this before, Haley, meaning the Native Americans. So this is something that's not really different for us. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's a little scary though too.
Right. I think I have Ruth in the room here. Ruth, can you hear us okay?
Yes.
Oh, good. Hey. We are not able to have our live stream going right now, so okay. We're just radio.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but you look great, and I like the way you got the background there. That looks good with that square lamp and stuff.
Hey. Yeah.
Cool. Well, great seeing you. What's going on? You know, it's Native American Heritage Month still, and I know that you guys are doing Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center hosting a kids' night coming up on the 28th.
Yes. Yep. It's the lacrosse, and we're looking forward to it. It's a partnership between the Twin Cities Native Lacrosse League, Twin Cities Native Lacrosse. We are collaborating with them on this event, and so yeah, it was rescheduled from earlier in the month. Partnership with David Butler. Stop by, learn about, you know, the Creators game, as you mentioned before, the history of lacrosse and making a lacrosse stick, and we'll have a free meal provided. Please RSVP with Anicia, and you can reach her at 612-919-2809. And this will be May 28th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the community room gym at MIWRC, which is 2300 15th Avenue South, Minneapolis.
Wow, that's awesome. And the Creators game, and I know so many young ones just pick up the game. I've heard so many stories over the years, Haley and Ruth Anna, about young ones just grabbing a stick and really being intuitive, like it's in their bones and DNA.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's that. Yeah, I think, you know, not to be biased, but yeah, I think we have some really, really strong bloodlines with athletes, you know, whether it's mm-hmm. lacrosse, whether it's swimming, horseback riding, Indian horse relays, wrestling, running, basketball, football. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's a proud legacy to be a part of. Even if you're not from that particular tribal nation, it's still, you just still feel a sense of like pride and being proud to be Native.
Right on. Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center's open house is coming up this Thursday, noon to 4, and it's like a mini powwow with ice cream truck, cakewalk, raffle prizes, giveaways. I don't know about you, Haley, but I'm excited.
Hey, it's also on your birthday too, Robert. So a little wow. birthday party too for you.
Cool. We'll have to ask them to sing a happy birthday song.
In a good way. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, that's really amazing, and congratulations on this. And I think you're going to be out of town, but again, we're going to have the parade on the 30th. Is your team still going to be in it with their float?
Yes. Yep. We still are full steam ahead. I may try to check it out in the morning, then just head up north right after for my son's graduation. But yeah, we're excited, and yeah.
Wow. So you're still not going to tell us what it is?
Nope, it's a surprise.
As it should be.
Oh, I don't know how I could have done that. With the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here that's going 40 years strong, your team does such great work. Do you have any current openings for hiring for any of your, any of the roles there?
We do. We have been advertising for a development officer. It's part time, and that position would help, you know, bring in additional funding, just out in the community, building relationships. And that position essentially would, you know, fund itself eventually. But it's, you know, just fundraising, really strengthening our donor base. And so we have the development officers, which is part-time. And then we have a grant and contract compliance manager position as well that has been advertised as the same length of time as our development officer position. We also have a mental health professional position being advertised. And we have front desk receptionist and security position. We also have a drop-in center support worker position and a sexual assault advocate as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's, if that's the openings, how many people work for you? That's amazing.
Yeah, we're, you know, doing a little bit of restructuring, but we're, you know, strengthening our foundation and wanting to continue to serve to the best of our ability to the community, but lots of exciting things happening and just full steam ahead.
So are you going to be in town for the Lynx game on Friday the 23rd? I guess it's Native American Heritage Night, and I know you're a big basketball fan.
I am. I believe so. And I know the tickets for the playoff game for the Timberwolves went on sale last Friday, and we were kind of checking those up. I was like, holy man, like the nosebleed section, you know, at the very top where there's just the wall behind you, those seats were running at like $200 a piece for those seats.
What?
You know? Yeah, and very limited. Wow. But so, yeah, it would be cool to check out a Lynx game, though, for sure. It's cool that
Alyssa Peely,
yeah.
She's going to be back for another season, so that's pretty amazing to see.
Super excited.
Yeah, we had her on the show last year, right, Haley?
Yeah, when she was just drafted to the Lynx. I hope she gets some more playing time this year because she was amazing when she did get to be out on the court.
Yeah, that was awesome to watch. Yeah, cool. We're trying to get into another league, a glutton's punishment. No, just kidding. But we're trying to get into another league, and then our ringer's back for the summer. my daughter's back for the summer, the oldest daughter.
Nice.
Yeah, but yeah, looking forward to enjoying the lakes and getting more exercise and walking in and kayaking.
Yeah.
So, are you a three-point shooter or a rebounder, or what's your forte?
All round.
Superstar.
when you just want to run from like three-point line to three-point line. Yeah, no, just kidding. Yeah.
Wow.
Hit some threes. Just kidding. Gassed, cool. You know, like.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We have to go down there and videotape a game, Haley.
That'd be fun, or at least come cheer, you know.
Right.
Play some funny music in the background, like some clown music.
Yeah.
Clown music. Just kidding. No. Yeah, joking.
Just come down. Come down for a free jersey. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. I think we're rolling out now. Here we got 1 minute left. Anything else you'd like to bring up? Of course, how people can support you. I'd love you to bring up too.
Sure. Yep. Please, you know, as always, donate if you can, or spread the word. If you know of, you know, anyone willing to, you know, just that is looking for a place to donate money to, you know, where, you know, think of us, Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. We're located at 2300 15th Avenue South. We're thankful for individuals, families, communities thinking of us, you know, in honor of loved ones that have recently passed too. We really appreciate, you know, your kindness and thoughtfulness and giving to MIWRC in honor of your loved one. We have a ledger art session that all spots have been filled. Just want to, you know, put a plug in there for a friendly reminder to please remember to show up. And that is May 22nd at MIWRC from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So, to get odds. Thank you.
Hey, Big Peeny Gigi, Ruth Anna, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
We'll see you Thursday. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Calusa Nation.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. With tens of millions of people on the move this Memorial Day weekend, they're getting good news about prices. Gas prices for Memorial Day weekend are at their lowest since 2021. And ABC's Olivia Rubin says,
according to AAA, both hotel prices and car rentals both down. The average price for a hotel now below $200, and rental cars down 8%.
The Justice Department's reached a settlement with Boeing over 737 MAX jet crashes. The non-prosecution agreement will see Boeing pay a nearly $500 million penalty and more than $440 million to victims' families. Today, President Trump delivers the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy. His administration is trying to block Harvard from enrolling international students. The president called them troublemakers. Harvard says this is retaliation. And both Ukraine and Russia freed more than 300 soldiers on the second day of a prisoner exchange. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A wild finish for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates all tied up in the bottom of the 10th last night in Pittsburgh. Milwaukee pitcher Abner Uribe on the mound. Runners at second and third base. Uribe losing control of the pitch with two outs on Sports Network TV Pittsburgh.
It's away! How about that? Raise the Jolly Roger after all. It's a walk-off.
The Pirates went on to win 6-5 over the Crew after Uribe's wild pitch. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We did some good things, and there's some youthful mistakes. I feel like these struggles will help in the long run.
Game 3 of the series this afternoon. NFL, last night was the Packers' annual charity softball game. The offense beat the defense 6-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your Fox Valley forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 63. Tonight, partly cloudy, a sprinkle or two, lows in the low 40s. For your Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 66. Memorial Day Monday, mostly sunny, 67, and 67 on your Tuesday.
Right now, it's 44.
Let's pause this Memorial Day to honor the men and women who gave their lives in service to our nation.
While we think of this day as the unofficial beginning of summer, we know it is also a time of somber but inspiring memories. Memories of so many courageous Americans fought and died so that we could enjoy the blessings of this day.
That's former President Ronald Reagan. To those who never made it home, we remember you and we thank you. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One day we started heading back to dock towing some wounded guys in the truck, and the company commander said to stop the convoy. He said, "Where are the bodies?" We had two guys killed, and they had been left lying back there. That can't happen. So the captain said, "We need some guys to go back and get them." I'm thinking, I hope it's not me. And sure enough, he says, "Brzezinski, come with me. We're going back to pick up the bodies." And I'm like, "Captain, what do you mean? Can't we take the truck?" He said, "No, because they would just blow it up, and we can't afford to lose that truck." I took my helmet and flak jacket off. I could never run in those things, although I knew one well-placed bullet could kill me, and we started running back to the bodies. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying your holiday weekend. And remember what Memorial Day is all about. On Tuesday, we'll check in with meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And the legend himself,
Bill Jartz from Action 2 News will tell us about his retirement. Join us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, I do. Hey, we are back, and anybody that was watching us live on Facebook, we have opened up a new link to Blue Sky, Facebook, YouTube, and X. So come on and join us, and check out my nice new medallion that was gifted to me.
That was beautiful beaded medallion there, Dega.
It's got an eagle in there.
An eagle or a Chaw-Shep. For Ho-Chunk, we say Chaw-Shep. Mm-hmm. Oh, pretty. I like the bright colors on that. It was that... Oh, very nice, very nice.
Thank you. I can't wait for my birthday because things like that come my way in the birthday, too.
That's true.
So how is the weather there? I mean, I don't want to revert to the weather, but how's the weather there? Because we had major downpour here in Wisconsin, in Madison, specifically.
It's still pretty rainy. It's still very cold. And I'm not sure. I've been trying to keep an eye on how those wildfires are doing up in the northeastern part of the state, but I think they've been getting some rain also. Hoping for the temps to be better.
One of our friends up there, a documentary person that I did not realize had a home up there, her place was burned down. And I don't want to say her name and embarrass her, but I just want to say that I definitely put tobacco down. And that's a sad situation.
Yeah, you know? Very much so. Yeah. Take care of your relatives and check in on those that are living up in near the reservations like Fond du Lac and... I think was it like Boys Ford around that area too?
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we have our friend Dr. Stately, who's a CEO and president of a Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis. And geez, there must be so much going on there with the clinic and the new clinic, and just to really, really happy for the community to have this going on. And Dr. Stately, welcome. Haley and I were kind of talking about again, the history of Native American Month here in Minnesota and how much AIM really brought to the table. And we know your mother, your late great mother was involved heavily with the AIM. And we just wanted to bring that up to you because I know you have a lot of stories and this is part of their legacy.
I think it's... trying to remember, I guess, like my earliest memories of like American Indian Month is like it started in the, I feel like it started in the early 70s, like 73, 74, something like that. Anyway, I was a little punk when that thing started happening. I say punk because, you know, I was like 12 or 13 and I was like on the Ave and, you know.
Smoking. Having cigarettes.
Oh, I probably was smoking by then. Yeah, that's true. I was smoking cigarettes by then, you know. That's something I learned I learned it in boarding school, which I did. I got in trouble one time. I stole a package of Old Gold, a carton of Old Gold cigarettes off of a priest's front.
Jeez.
His front seat in his car. It was a Rambler. I was able to get in the car and I stole the pack, carton of cigarettes. And then we ran up into the hills and me and my friends smoked almost in like a good, like three or four packs.
Oh my goodness. Those cartons are expensive.
Well, not back then they were.
They were 20, 28 cents pack, Ben. Yeah,
they were like $5 for 10 packets.
Oh gosh.
So if you used to get your cigarettes out of a machine, it was funny. We'd put 30 cents in and they'd have 2 cents taped to the pack. So when you opened it up, you put 30 cents in and there was 2 cents taped on the pack for your change.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was old.
I always said I was going to quit smoking when it turned 50 cents. And then it was like, oh, now it's 75. Oh, now it's a dollar. Oh, now it's $4. Yeah. Finally quit when it got around
I
there. But
that the other day. I said, I remember I could buy a pack of cigarettes for 53 cents. I was in high school.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, it was like the 70s, you know, and nothing, something got, you know. I remember, Remember the energy crisis in the 70s, late 70s? A gallon of gas was like 78 cents, and people were like, oh, my God, it's so expensive.
People are lined up, filling up their tanks because right. the end of the world was happening.
Yeah.
I want to back up a second, though, and just make a mention of this. When AIM really had their office on Franklin Avenue and things were starting, there was bars everywhere. I mean, this just the scope, how much that changed, Dr. Stately.
Well, you know, when I was 23 years old, I was like about 3 months sober or 4 months sober. And February of 1985 or 86, I moved to Los Angeles. I was 23 years old. I got sober in October of 25. And I remember there were still a bunch of bars here on Franklin Avenue, like all the bars that I kind of grew up with, you know, Bear's Den, you know, Arts was still here. The Corral was still here. Some of the other... you know, Bliss Liquors was right there across from the Indian Center. It's kind of like where I stop in and get my supplies for the weekend on payday. And, you know, there was all this, like, right here on Franklin Avenue and within the corridor, there was like 5 or 6 bars, you know. And so when I came back in 2009, when I moved back home with my children, I came back to Minnesota after being gone for about 24 years. It was just so different. It's just really, really different. Right. And that was one of the notable things. And it's like, you know, that's a remarkable thing that we don't often talk about. It's like how we were able to get those, you know, the community was able to get those bars out of our community. Right. And, transform that work. And, but also I remember, I was just trolling through some of my old pictures from, because I'm making a post, my kids turned 18 on Friday.
And I turned 64 on Saturday.
Oh, wow. Gosh, so you're 3 times the age they are.
Quick math.
And actually a little bit more than 3 times, but the point being, I was counting. I was going through the thing. I saw a picture of my mom and my dad. This really old, cool black and white picture of my mom and my dad and my auntie Jeanette and Dennis Banks on a couch, you know, from like black and white picture from like early days. It would have been probably in the early 60s, maybe 60 or 61. Certainly before I was born, because my mom and my dad were separated and divorced by the time I was born. So it was before I was born.
Wow.
In 62. But, you know, just like going through a bunch of old pictures of, you know, those relatives of mine that were all kind of alive at the end of the 50s and the early 60s when that work was just kind of starting, you know. I was talking to somebody the other day about how, you know, my memories of some of that when I was a young kid, living in the Southeast Projects over there by the Witch's Hat. how I would remember Dennis and the Belcourt brothers, my uncles, Vernon and Clyde, and, Mitch and a bunch of other people would come over to my mom's house, and they all, like, you know, go down into the basement. My mom would, like, stop, like, because I was the curious kid. I was like, I wanted to know what was going on, you know. I was that kid, like, on Friday and Saturday nights, if I was in my bedroom and they were in the living room playing cards and drinking and having fun, I'd be laying, you know, at the bottom of my floor looking like I'd pull the sheet up, because we didn't have doors in my house. We had sheets over the doorways, and I would, like, look under the sheet and, like, try to figure out who was who by based on their shoes and them walking back and forth, the sound of their voices. But those are memories that I have of people, like, just all those times that they would come over to our house and my mom would be like, stay up here, don't come down here, this is adult business, we're talking adult talk here, you know. And I just remember, and, like, you know, you're just a kid and you're like, all these relatives are coming over, and, you know, they're eating soup and having long conversations in the basement, and you think, God, I wonder what they're talking about. You know, I was that kid, I wanted to know what adults were talking about, because I knew they were talking about important stuff. Mm-hmm. And here, you know, like, they're having conversations about early planning for, like, CIA, Concerned Indians of America, right? Which we eventually
right.
American Indian. Wow. And, you know, just, like, those are my earliest memories as a child. I also think about, like, how I was at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, you know, kind of like that period of time in my life when the corridor was, I remember when the Indian Center was built and it first opened up, I was a young boy, like maybe 12 or 13 years old. And I remember, when Ancient Traders Market was built, this shopping mall that NAC is in, I remember all those things. And I remember my mom traveling and going all over the place, going all over the state, going to DC, going to Denver to talk about ICWA and all these things. Like, I had no understanding at all as a small young boy what that was all about. I didn't, who would know that any of that work that my mom and all those other leaders in our community that were doing in the early 70s, the foundation that they were laying for the things that we have in our lives today, right? And so
amazing. Kind of amazing. Hey, that's awesome. We're going to talk more with Dr. Stately, and we're going to be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
As the time to celebrate together the liberty that all Americans enjoy approaches, take a moment to remember the sacrifices that have made this liberty possible and the freedoms that have been won and defended at a dear cost. This message made possible by Landscape Solutions by Michael Kirsch. For a free estimate on your next home outdoor project, contact Landscape Solutions, 920-420-8054. 920-420-8054.
We believe your stories matter, because here at WISS, your stories are our stories too. Our award-winning news team of Lisa Hale, Brittany Merlot, and Terry Barr cover the issues that affect your life every day, the stories that shape your world. You'll hear it on the air, read it online, and see it on social media, wherever you are. Real news, great conversation, 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, connected to you and your community.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we like to bring awareness to our Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunts. How?
No. No. Hey, We're here with Dr. Stately, CEO and president of Native American Community Clinic. Hey, I got a quick question I want to jump on and ask you real quick before we get back to kind of the history of Franklin again. That was really interesting, but I wanted to mention this to you that during Pride, we're going to do a live show at Pride on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And I'm wondering if you can come down there, if you're going to be around, because we're going to have a special co-host too. Jace Rowe is going to be on, and he's a huge TikToker. So yeah. It'd be great to have you both on. Yeah, it'd be great to have both you on if you're in the city.
I'd be happy to if I'm in the city. There might be a small chance that I'm in Los Angeles that week.
Well, we might have to bribe you with a Resist shirt or something.
the same Resist shirt that you gave me in the last 2 years.
Well, it'll be newer. It won't be you.
The one that like is all sparkly and yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite one.
You want it? Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, it is lovely. You know, you really need to update your swag there, dude.
Okay, we'll get you a Resist hat.
I'll beat it for you.
There you go.
Ooh, yeah,
that a beaded Resist hat. That sounds lovely.
There you go, Haley.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to. I don't actually. I'm embarrassed to say I don't even know the dates for Pride this year. The 20th of June. I'm pretty sure I'm gone that week, actually, now that I think about it.
I know. I am too. I didn't even put that in my calendar. I did book a camping trip the same weekend.
You know, somebody has really got to talk to these gays. I'm just kidding.
It's probably like the same weekend every year.
It is. Well, you know what? Actually, I think there is this thing where, like, all the major cities, like every 4 years or something like that, or every 5 years, I forget what it is. Anyway, at some like regular consistent calendar of some type, they all have them on the same day. And that's kind of like an intentional thing to sort of like show like the strength and the power of like, you know, how big the gay community and how big the supporters of gay communities are. So that's always a really remarkable thing. I remember one of my first times being back here in Minnesota after I moved home, I took my sons, who were very, very small, 3 or 4 years old, I think, to a gay pride festival. And yeah, my son wanted to know like what that guy was wearing and why he didn't have any underwear on. He was wearing chaps. So I was like, well, maybe we should probably bring these guys back when they're about 7 or 8. So you can have a little thoughtful conversation with them about what's going on. But it was one of those, I think it was that event where it was like every, like Milwaukee, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, all the big cities, the big, huge cities, they all had their gay pride on the exact same day, which was like such, I remember seeing it on the news, how remarkable it was. But yeah, I mean, I think there's a good chance that I'll be able to make it, but I know we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, well, that beaded hat, Haley's going to make you.
That would be, you know, that could be a deal breaker for, you know, I'm on the chair of this board for a large Native clinic in Los Angeles that we're having our retreat. So, but, you know, I'll have to see what they can offer me. If they can offer me something that's, you know, like, you know.
Yeah.
Not an old Resist shirt, right?
Something better.
Not at all.
Start low.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Dr. Stately, not to change the subject or anything, because this is really funny. But yeah. I remember you saying this, I think last time you were on, and you were saying your allergies were bad. And this just made me think, I had a question, because I have always gotten bad allergies. Do natives, is that a thing for Native Americans to get seasonal allergies? And then what do? That helps?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, it's a thing for anybody who's a human being, because, like, you know.
I mean, okay, so that answers my question.
I mean, the biological structure of I love when people ask that question. They're always like, well, is there like a biological thing? I was, well, first of all, let's just be really clear. Like, we're biologically the same as every other person on the planet. There's about 99.6% of us that's biologically similar. You know, there's about maybe, I don't know, 0.5 or point, you know, let's just go with between 0.5 or half of a percent to 1% of us that makes us biologically a little bit different. You know, mm-hmm. It's important to know that DNA is not the same as, like, you know, the things that are cellular structures and stuff like that. So we are the same as, you know, but it's, what's really important is to know that, you know, that 0.5 or that 0.1% of who we are as Indigenous people, that thing that makes up our culture, our life ways, the things that are our knowledge systems, the way that we, the worldview we have, makes us very, 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 very different from the rest of the planet in some really unique ways.
Unfortunately, so biologically,
none of that has any governance over your allergies, however.
So biologically, we are unique, just like everybody else.
Yeah. I mean,
so you develop like a resistance of it, depending on where you are in the turbine.
No, I mean, a lot of that has more to do with your environment and your relationship to the environment. So, you know, like I'm allergic to cats and dogs, which is really ironic because I have two cats, two dogs. And so I basically live on Zyrtec and the other one. So I take one in the morning, one at night, so that I can basically, you know, survive and not, you know, die from not being able to breathe. Because I love these little creatures that have, like, mm-hmm. become like little family members to me.
Yes.
And then, you know, I'm always vacuuming my house, and I bought myself a little shark air filter thing that's supposed to just filter my whole entire house, and, you know, all the things that we go through. And then, like, right now your allergies are bad because, like, there's been a big shift in the weather, and, you know, we had a couple of different fits and starts with winter and summer, like, you know, the bugs and then they closed because it was actually too cold. Like, it was like two warm weeks and then freezing cold and then two warm weeks, and now it's cold again and rainy. So, but it's also been really super windy, like really, really windy. So all that pollen is blowing all over the place.
That's right.
So it's like,
and my toupee is loose too.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about that.
That wind.
So I'll just deal with the ragweed forever.
Well, you know what you can do? And I mean, if you have good insurance or you have a little pot of money set aside, you could actually go and get an assessment on your allergies. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have an allergy panel done on you, and you can find out all the things that you're allergic to. And then they can actually give you allergy shot once a month.
Oh.
I have considered that because sometimes I'll forget. Like, I went to Ireland a couple of weeks, I remember, and I went there and I forgot to bring my allergy meds with me. And the first few days I was there, I was fine. And then all of a sudden it got that weather shifted and changed, and I started getting, and I also went from one place in Ireland to another place in Ireland, different environment. And I started noticing, like, my allergies were really acting up and I didn't have any allergy meds with me.
Well, Dr. Stately, thanks again for being on the show, and you're great. And, you know, we'll have to do this again.
We will most certainly do it again.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Haley, Dr. Stately, and Ruth Anna Buffalo. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba will be here to break down all the news of the weekend. Kathy Giorgio, whose book has been banned in Waukesha, will join us. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Department of Homeland Security says Harvard is putting Jewish students at risk, and that's why it's trying to block Harvard from enrolling any foreign students. A judge temporarily blocked that order. Harvard says it's retaliation. Students on the Massachusetts campus say
it's still very much like in shock, lots of like uncertainties right now.
We're being used as poker chips in a battle between Trump and Harvard. It is so cruel.
President traveling to New York, he'll deliver the commencement address today at the U.S. Military Academy's graduation. Financial markets slumped on Friday after the president threatened tariffs on the European Union, along with tariffs on Apple and smartphone makers if they don't make their goods in the U.S. Memorial Day weekend travel continues across the country. The TSA expects to screen 18 million air travelers in the holiday period, and Ukraine and Russia each released over 300 prisoners in a swap. This is ABC News. The Justice Department says